Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 409, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I've brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at hashdash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. The average person spends nearly 47% of their waking hours lost in thought. Yet, much of this mental chatter is filled with self-doubt, anxiety, and limiting beliefs. Many individuals struggle with navigating the complexities of life, often feeling overwhelmed by negative thoughts, anxiety, and a lack of direction. This internal turmoil not only affects mental well-being, but also hinders personal growth and fulfillment. And without the tools to navigate these challenges, we find ourselves trapped in a cycle of negativity, unable to break free and live a life of purpose and meaning. So, here are some of the most important realizations I've come upon, wrapped in practical wisdom, so you can stick them in your toolbox to navigate life's challenges. Number one, you are not your thoughts. The voice that speaks in our head is not us. We are the one who hears it speak. The constant stream of thoughts running through our mind, flooding our mind, does not define who we are as a person. Instead, we are the observer of those thoughts, the one who is aware of their presence. The voice in our head, often referred to as the inner critic, is not a true reflection of our essence. It is a product of conditioning, past experiences, beliefs, and external influences. When we understand this distinction, we can begin to detach from the incessant chatter of the mind and gain a sense of perspective. When we realize that we are not our thoughts, we become empowered empowered to observe them with a sense of detachment. We no longer need to react impulsively to every thought that arises or become entangled in the stories and narratives that our mind creates. Instead, we can choose to respond consciously with clarity and intention. This is liberating because it allows us to break free from the limitations imposed by our conditioned thinking patterns. We are no longer bound by negative self-talk, self-doubt, or limiting beliefs. Instead, we cultivate a greater sense of self-awareness and inner peace. We develop a deeper connection to our true selves. Don't identify with what your mind says any more than you identify with what someone on the street says. This is one of the most liberating truths to know. Number two, action is the antidote to anxiety. We're not afraid of the future when we're moving ourselves toward it. With each step forward, we stomp out the veiny growth of anxiety that wraps around our minds. The tension on our chest, it lightens. The apprehension about the future, it dissipates. Because with each forward movement of action, we realize the concerns fabricated by anxiety were based on uncertainty, unease, worry about potential outcomes or scenarios that have not yet occurred. And in these moments, our natural tendency is to withdraw or avoid taking action, which just leads to a cycle of stagnation and increased anxiety. But action creates certainty. It drags us forward into reality rather than the past world of speculation and assumption. Anxiety is a signal, and not the signal we've all recognized it as today, but as a signal to lean into action rather than retreat. We can harness its energy as a catalyst for positive change. Instead of allowing fear to paralyze you, use it as motivation to force and propel you forward. Taking action, even small steps, creates a sense of momentum and empowerment, both which counteract the grip of anxiety. With each step, we're finding solid ground. We're shedding light on the areas of darkness. And the more steps we take, the more confident we become in finding more solid ground. And not only that, just the act of doing something, no matter how small, generates a sense of accomplishment. And this cuts through the growth of anxiety that wraps around our minds. And in turn, as we cut through this like Indiana Jones in a treasure hunt, we boost our mood and self-confidence. We gain a greater sense of control over our circumstances. We enhance our ability to cope with uncertainty. So, adopt a bias toward action in the face of anxiety. Break down larger tasks into smaller, more manageable actions. Set specific goals and deadlines. Reclaim agency over your life. Navigate challenges with courage and determination. If you feel anxiety creeping in, use it as a trigger to lean into action, not stagnation. Do something and you'll feel better. Number three, loneliness is a kind of tax you have to pay to atone for a certain complexity of mind. The weirder we are, the fewer people that are like us, the fewer people will get us. And this is fine. The depth of our inner world and the uniqueness of our personality can sometimes lead to feelings of isolation or disconnection from others. When we possess a complex or unusual mind, we find that our thoughts, preferences, and experiences diverge significantly from those of the people around us. And this creates a sense of alienation, of loneliness, as we struggle to find others who share our particular worldview or understand the intricacies of our inner life. Loneliness becomes a byproduct of the richness and depth of our inner world. The more complex and multifaceted our mind, the fewer individuals we encounter who can fully relate to or appreciate the nuances of our thoughts and emotions. Now, it's essential to recognize that loneliness is not inherently negative or indicative of personal inadequacy. Instead, it can be reframed as a natural consequence of possessing a unique and multifaceted identity. Rather than viewing loneliness as a burden to be endured, we can embrace it as a necessary aspect of our journey towards self-discovery and personal growth. Instead of seeking validation or approval from external sources, we can turn inward and cultivate a deep sense of self-awareness and self-acceptance. Embracing our uniqueness and complexity leads to a deeper appreciation of our individuality and a greater sense of fulfillment. Avoid trying to conform to societal expectations or mold yourself to fit in with others. Instead, celebrate your authenticity. Embrace the richness of your inner world. Transform this tax from a source of pain into a catalyst for personal growth and self-actualization. Number four, your weirdness is your competitive advantage. No one can beat you at being you. That is our individual superpower. Our individuality and authenticity is our superpower. We should embrace our traumas, life experiences, scars, funny accent, whatever it is. This is exactly what sets us apart. Rather than hiding or downplaying these elements, we should recognize them as an integral part of our identity and personal narrative. No one can outperform us within this arena, which means accelerated growth. It means we're at a significant advantage. Sure, conformity affords us a sense of security and belonging, but it comes at the expense of individuality and innovation. When we embrace our quirks, we distinguish ourselves from the crowd. We offer a fresh, original perspective that normally captures attention and sparks interest. We think outside the box and challenge the status quo, which leads to breakthroughs and discoveries. And this accelerates our opportunities and growth. The weirder you are, the more unique you are, the more competitive and interesting you are. So, embrace it. You know, that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store. But did you know Shopify powers selling in person too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere, online, in store, on social media, and beyond. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone. Transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/motivatedmind, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/motivatedmind to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/motivatedmind. Let's be honest, a majority of people don't drink enough water. It's about to be summer and everyone's got a hack, like dragging around a Stanley cup the size of a small SUV, or guzzling down water right before bed because they feel like SpongeBob out of water. But it doesn't need to be that way. 310 Nutrition is in the hydration and health business, and their products have all your answers for things like water hydrators, making your water delicious and nutritious, refreshingly healthy lemonade mixes without the sugar, or all-in-one shakes, making everything from travel to gym time easier without sacrificing great taste. Whatever your personal goals may be, from getting hydrated to healthier habits to just finding the right products to support your busy lifestyle, 310 Nutrition is satisfying, guilt-free, and a helpful tool for whatever goals you have for your health. I personally love their lemon lime and lemonade electrolyte drink mixes, which have helped me to stay fueled through my workouts. One stick mixes into 16 ounces of water, providing the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. And their strawberry and mocha shakes have become my post-workout reward. Not only do they fuel my body and mind, but they're insanely delicious. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code MOTIVATEDMIND and giving our listeners a 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code MOTIVATEDMIND right now for 50% off up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code MOTIVATEDMIND. Number 5, joy has to be found today, not tomorrow. If you can't be happy with a cup of coffee, you won't be happy with a yacht. True happiness is not contingent upon external factors or material possessions. Instead, it's a mindset and a choice that can be cultivated in the here and now. So often, we postpone our happiness, believing that we will be truly content once we achieve certain goals, acquire specific possessions, or reach particular milestones. But this mindset simply perpetuates a cycle of longing and dissatisfaction, because there will always be new desires and aspirations on the horizon. By fixating solely on the future, we overlook the abundance of joy and beauty that surrounds us in the present moment. Whether it's savoring a cup of coffee in the morning, taking a stroll in nature, or enjoying a conversation with a loved one, there are countless opportunities for joy in the present moment. Why should we push off joy and happiness? It's ironic, because most take shortcuts. They want instant gratification. But when it comes to joy and happiness, they kick it down the field. Joy is abundant, but that abundance isn't obvious if we're always looking in the opposite direction. So, choose to find joy in today. It's there waiting for you. Number 6, never lie. Telling the truth is a superpower, and it works for everything. Whether by omission or commission, lying degrades our virtue. And our internal sense of self-worth is keeping check, even if we aren't. Whenever we lie, we're removing a Jenga block from our tower. And the more Jenga blocks we remove, the more imbalanced our lives become. And this lack of structural integrity impacts our relationships, to the way we feel and treat ourselves. Even small lies can accumulate over time, leading to feelings of guilt, shame, and internal conflict. Life is already challenging enough. We don't need to make it more challenging by being dishonest. When we embrace radical honesty, we experience greater clarity, authenticity, and freedom, all of which lead us to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Start being radically honest today, and your life will change. Number 7, keep promises to yourself. Our faith in our own word is vital. When we honor our commitments to ourselves, we cultivate a sense of reliability, accountability, and self-discipline. And this is what forms the foundation for achieving our goals and aspirations. And the way we build this up is by starting with small promises. Success is just a matter of following through on the things we say we'll do. If we say we're going to get up at a certain time, get up at that time. If we say we're going to work out at a certain time, work out at that time. If we say we're going to go to bed at a certain time, go to bed at that time. These are those small promises. And these small promises over time establish reliability and accountability in our daily lives. Each fulfilled promise serves to reinforce self-trust and confidence. And this lays the groundwork for tackling more significant challenges and aspirations. And over time, we can promise ourselves bigger and bigger things. Success is not merely a matter of setting goals. It is the result of taking consistent action and honoring our commitments. This is a direct demonstration of our dedication to personal growth and development. And this paves the way to greater accomplishments. It's a demonstration of self-respect and self-care. When we honor our commitments to ourselves, we nurture a positive relationship with ourselves. And this fosters a sense of self-worth and self-esteem. Above all else, the promises we make to ourselves should be the ones we always keep. Number 8, most problems are easily fixed. 90% of issues can be resolved through basic actions. Research has shown that a significant portion of everyday problems can be alleviated by attending to fundamental aspects of self-care, like getting a night of good rest, drinking a glass of water, getting in a workout, going for a walk outdoors, or chatting with a friend. All of these have a profound impact on our overall health and mood. But most of us overcomplicate it. We run to complexity or comfort. We struggle to see these simple lifestyle choices that can have a profound impact on our lives because we think it can't be that simple. But it can, and it is. So often, we choose habitual or environmental routines like staying in bed, being solitary, or not eating or drinking well, thinking. They will provide comfort. They will help us cope with our struggles. But these are not coping mechanisms. They are worsening mechanisms. They deplete us. They weigh us down. They hold us back. And we should avoid them at all costs. Don't fall victim to the trap of short-term comfort. Don't overcomplicate your problems. They don't need to be a mountain. And you don't need to be an expert climber. You've got this. Number 9, you are the sky. Everything else is just the weather. Our anger, frustration, anxiety, and everything else is just a visitor in our mind. And sometimes it gets cloudy, so we can't see the sun, but it's always there. If we just breathe and let go of what is holding the clouds in place, try and be angry for more than 5 minutes without constantly thinking about your anger. You can. These things obscure our inner clarity and sense of well-being, but they do not define the essence of who we are. All these emotions that we experience, these disturbances, they are all temporary states. They arise and dissipate just like clouds. When we realize the transient nature of our thoughts and emotions, we avoid getting entangled in them. We avoid identifying with them. And this means we can learn to acknowledge and accept them with the understanding that they are passing clouds. And behind those passing clouds lies a deeper sense of inner peace. This is the portal to serenity and resilience, even during the turbulence of life's challenges. Always remember, you are the architect of your own mood. This week's shout-out is by Roland, who sent me a DM on Instagram. Hey Scott, I hope you're doing great. As a self-growth enthusiast, I just want to say that I really like your podcast, and because of it, I discovered the Rosebud AI Journal, which helped me a lot in setting my day sense. For an opportunity to be next week's shout-out, please leave an honest review on the podcast. Send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram. Who knows? You just might be the next shout out. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into 9 realizations I've turned into practical wisdom. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a legacy division.